This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, April 18th. Well, cattle markets yesterday were mixed. We had the front months pretty quiet, and in fact, in feeders, down just a bit for the day, but the back months continue to push higher into new contract highs. So quite a divergence going on in the feeder cattle market, where the front months, which normally would be your leader, are clearly not the leader, and yet the back months continue to push higher. So definitely major bear spread action going on in feeders. Kind of a similar story in the live cattle, where the front months are pretty subdued, not really finding much direction, but the back months have been a bit higher. Not as strong as what we're seeing in the feeders, but still the bear spread action is definitely on tap for the live cattle as well. Cash trades getting rolling this week at around 127 on the Fed trade, which is up one from last week. And the dress trade was mixed yesterday. Choice was up 71 cents at 233. Select down 99 cents at 220. The spread is at 1260. We had 184 loads moved. So the cash trade's doing fine, but that's not translating into much support for the front month live cattle, which isn't a good sign, really. You want to see the front months be your leaders if you're going to, you know, especially if you're moving higher, you kind of like to see the bull spreads working, but that clearly is not the case. This could be some spread unwinding, but either way, it's definitely not a good sign when your markets are moving higher or the back months can move higher, and yet the front months are not coming along, or they're actually moving a bit lower. So we'll keep in mind all that. You know, again, seasonals would suggest that we've already seen our high in live cattle, and in feeders, early May, still our target. You know, we're still 3 weeks away from that, but it looks like with the bear spread type of activity, perhaps we could see that seasonal come in a little bit early, simply because the front months aren't leading the way higher, where the back months are pushing up against major resistance, and yet the front months haven't come even close to that. So we'll see where that what all transpires here. But you know, I'm still looking for early May for the feeders, but I'm on point here because the bear spreads are working pretty aggressively at a time when you would think that the bull spreads would be in full play. Now, export sales were good for both beef and pork. We had beef sales at 28,800. South Korea took 10,900 of that. We had Japan take 8,800. So most of that went to the Pacific Rim region, as they typically do. But they bought double what they typically buy in a week. In pork sales, 40,300 tons. Most of that went to China. They took 23,500. It's about a third of what they took here a week ago, but they're still really ramping up their imports of U.S. pork. Hong Kong took another 4,800 tons, and Mexico took 4,000. So the export sales have done well, obviously providing solid support underneath the market. Cash trade, again, so far is firm this week. Box beef values mixed, but a firm tone to them as well. So, you know, it would suggest that you're going to, you know, hold this market together, at least on the front months. And generally speaking, you are, even though you were down a little bit on the feeders yesterday. It's just the back months that continue just to plow higher and pretty impressive price action. So, but again, we're right against major resistance on those back months on the feeders. Live cattle continue to push higher too. They haven't taken out their major highs yet here from about a month ago, but they're definitely doing better than the front months. But again, seasonal highs should have been established in the live cattle. We might come back and retest those highs, but I doubt you'll take them out. And feeders, I think you still got a good chance of pushing higher into early May. But acknowledging what the bear spreads are doing and the type of price action that we're seeing, I would be leaning that seasonal would come in a little bit early, and that we're still in a longer-term bear market. So, you know, we're looking for a rally, but I think it's just in the context of a bigger, broader bear market. So that wraps it up for the cattle commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.